February 24th, 2007. You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry, episode 71.
The following program contains scenes of violence. Viewer discretion advised.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
What kind of hamburgers?
Cheeseburgers.
No. Where'd you get them? McDonald's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, where?
Big Kahuna Burger.
Big Kahuna Burger? That's that Hawaiian burger joint. I hear they got some tasty burgers. I ain't never had one myself. How are they?
They're good.
You mind if I try one of yours?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is a tasty burger. Give them a try sometime. I do love the taste of a good burger. Mmm. You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in France?
No.
Tell them, Vincent.
Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese. You know why they call it that?
Because of the metric system.
Check out the big brain on bread. That's right. You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Go right ahead.
That hit the spot.
Mr. Brad Haley?
Relax! Did I win something?
My sources tell me you've been calling Jack in the Box, Junk in the Box.
So?
I take these things personally, Brad.
Get lost.
Sure, just try my food, apologize, and I'll go.
Beat it, clown!
Listen, punk, my employees have been working their buns off to make the best burgers, shakes, and fries around.
Whip them good, Jack.
Try a thick and frosty milkshake made with real ice cream. Yummy, isn't it?
Very yummy.
Thanks. Here, try a fry. Better than Max, right?
Yeah.
Be honest with me, Brad. What do you think of my burger?
Tasty.
Really? You're not just saying that because I could snap your arm like a twig?
No, I shouldn't have dissed your food, man. I'm sorry, Jack.
Well, I'm sorry about the grass stains.
Really?
No.
Child, if your mother doesn't take you to McDonald's, you don't think she can cook. And I have one of those mothers, you know, no matter what you want, she has the ingredients at home. You say, Ma, I want to stop and get some McDonald's. She go, I got hamburger meat at home.
Because I want McDonald's hamburgers.
I'll make your hamburger better than McDonald's.
You go, better than McDonald's?
That's right. When you get home, you can help Mama make it. You say, shit, that. Repet, better than McDonald's. Your mother say, okay, go get me that big black frying pan from under the stove. So you hand the big black frying pan, and she said, now while you're in there, I want you to go get in the refrigerator, give me the chopped meat, and while you're in there, get me a green pepper and an onion. And you said,
ain't no green peppers in McDonald's.
I'm not making McDonald's, I'm making your mama's burger. I need a green pepper and an onion while you're in there. Get me an egg out too.
What you need eggs for? I'm on hamburgers. You make an egg McMuffin.
I'm not making an egg McMuffin. I don't even know what no damn egg McMuffin is. Just give me the egg out and just shut your mouth.
And McDonald's, the meat is this thin. Your mother's shit is like this, is fat with green peppers hanging out of it and shit, and there's a big split in the middle and grease is popping out, and you're looking at it while it's popping, you're looking at the grease in the pan, you're thinking to yourself, that don't look like no McDonald's.
We don't have no hamburger buns. All we have is Wonder Bread.
That's what I said, get the bread out the bread box.
You gonna put it on square, Wonder Bread?
God damn it, bread is bread. You better bring me that bread before I slap you in your mouth. Don't tell me some Wonder Bread. How much does that bread cost? Tell me some shit about Wonder Bread.
At McDonald's, they use buns. The meat covers the whole bread. At your mother's, the meat's right in the middle of the bread. With grease running through the middle, making the bread stick to the plate. And you try to put some ketchup on it, and the mix with the grease turn the bread into pink dough. And you try to make it look like McDonald's, so you rip the edges off around and make it round, and you got green peppers and grease running down your hand, and your mother says, now go on outside and play. And the other kids got McDonald's. They outside going, we got McDonald's, hamburgers, McDonald's, McDonald's. I got McDonald's. Are you standing there with this big house burger?
There's nothing like a day out on the beach when all it does is rain. You need somebody else to make the sun come out again. When you find that special someone you never expected to, it'll make you believe in magic. It could change your life for you. Talk about friends, knocking at your door. Friends, that's what friends are for. Friends, if you're young or old, everybody needs friends. Now friends, what's all about friends?
Everybody, it's me, the J-Strobe, here from the Pop Culture District of Mulberry, episode 71, and we're here talking movies. No, we're not. We're here talking TV. Hey, Steven, how's it going?
Just fine.
Steven, the Pop Culture Zealot, how are you doing today, sir?
Just great.
Good. We also have here the Mulberry Historian, Mulberry Bill. How you doing, Bill?
I'm good. Hello.
Hello to you, sir. And we have a Mrs. in the house, the Hizzy, and that would be Vanessa, our Mulberry newswoman. How are you doing, Vanessa?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, guys, episode 70, that turned out pretty good. It was a fun show, wasn't it?
I thought we were retiring.
We had a special guest.
Oh, wait, it's 100 we're retiring.
Yeah, we decided to come in.
Never mind.
We had a special guest, Andy of the Hollywood Saloon, and it was a lot of fun. Hopefully you can come back sometime soon. And we could do that again, because I had a lot of fun. And, you know, we got probably more feedback from last week's show than we've ever gotten before. We really need to start having some more guests. So if you guys can think of anybody that can do the show, that would be awesome. And before I go any further, we got a lot of feedback, and I'd like to read some of those. But we also got a voicemail. We got a voicemail from Andy from the Hollywood Saloon, and let's check it out. Okay, guys?
Hey guys, it's Andy from the Hollyweird Saloon. Just wanted to give you a call and hey, I want to thank you guys again for having me on the show last week. It was very cool, and I really had a great time. And I just wanted to tell you, a lot of people must be listening to Mulberry because, you know, I've been getting all these requests to be on other shows, and I took a few of them just because it's, you know, it sounds too good. So, you know, I'll be on Film Spotting next week. The week after that, I'm going to go over to Slice of Sci-Fi, and then I got a gig at the Kick-Ass Podcast. So look
Don't
out
forget
for
it.
Me.
Didn't they podfade?
I'm guest host around the internet, and I got a call from Larry
himself.
King, and I'll be doing the
Sell out
with Andy Dickinson on CNN. And then I'll round it all out. I got this crazy request from Dancing with the Stars. It looks like I'm going to be the first week's musical guest on the new season. Go figure. I didn't know they knew I could sing.
What?
So, okay, enough of me trying to be funny. God, knives and stabbing weapons.
Nice. Thanks a lot, Andy. We'll have him back on the show soon.
He's nowhere without the Wicked Good podcast.
Yeah. That's when you've made it on a show.
Yeah.
Is maybe
we can only dream.
If we could just ditch Vanessa off the show, we could have Andy full time.
Oh, gee, thanks.
That would be great.
I think, Bill, that would be great. Now, before we go any further, I have some emails. First of all, here's one from Sean Yamashiro. He says, thanks for sending me the link to Mulberry Old School. I just got finished listening to episodes 1 through 43.
Holy
He says, it's gold, Jerry. Keep up the great work on the podcast. Now, you, sir, applause to you. 1 through 43? Now, you need to talk to some people and get everybody to listen to those old episodes. That guy listened to 43 episodes of Nowhere Mulberry.
Oh, my God.
He says, by the way, did you see that Tommy Morrison is making a boxing comeback? Do I hear Rocky 7?
Hopefully no.
Wow, that's scary.
I think Rocky 7 is going to be Rocky stuck in Australia because they caught him with steroids.
Now, we got another email, guys, from our Canadian friend JD. He says, hey, Jason, this is becoming a habit, but I had to write again and tell you that that was simply the best show you guys have ever done yet, episode 70. The fact that it was a crossover of my two favorite podcasts was great and hilarious as hell. Andy was an awesome guest. I'd love for you guys to repay the favor and all of you head over to the Hollywood Saloon for a show, hint, hint, for something like Spider-Man 3 review. He says, anyway, hope things are good where you are and have a good weekend. Take care, JD. Take care to you, sir, and thank you for writing. Isn't it great getting all this positive feedback?
Nice.
It is.
Our buddy Mick McCart from Captain Jolt says, kick butt show with Andy today. Nice. He actually wrote nice out.
Nice.
So that's pretty awesome, right?
Yes.
Wait, but that's not the last one. We also got an email from Jason Pash. I think I'm saying his name right. He says, hi, guys. I just wanted to say great show this week. I was laughing through the whole thing. Keep it up. Thanks a lot. Thank you. No, thank you, Jason Pash. Thank you. We're touching people, you guys. We're touching them. Now, there's this other thing called TalkShoe. Have you guys heard about this? I got this email.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It says, hello, Jason, Steven, Mulberry, Bill, and Vanessa. Pardon the cold introduction. I'm Dave Nelson, the founder and CEO of TalkShoe. I thought that you might be interested in using TalkShoe for live interactive podcasting of Nowhere and Mulberry.
Yay, finally.
TalkShoe lets you interact directly with your audience while earning money through automatic audio ad insertion on download. So you can make like 10 cents a show, I'm sure. So I think this is basically an advertisement, and they put our name to make it sound like, hey, he's personally writing us. But it does sound interesting, though.
That's what we've wanted to do, is at least one live show.
Yeah, it would be interesting to be able to talk to people, and we will give it a try. And I want to thank everyone who's given us feedback this week. I think it's awesome. Also,
yes,
Bill at the Hollywood Saloon Forum, some people said some nice things there, and we got some new listeners. And I want to say, everybody who's joining on, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. Okay, let's go ahead and get into some entertainment. What do you guys say? Let's do it. Let's entertainment. Do it. Now, guys, before we get into our TiVo stuff, we don't have a film to talk about necessarily this week, but I just wanted you guys to know how much money freaking Ghost Rider made. Now, I'm solely basing Ghost Rider based on the trailers. I can tell you right now, without viewing the movie, that it's stupid.
Okay? I watched it today.
All right, Bill?
Is it better than
actually,
Elektra?
I watched it today, and I want my hour and 40 minutes back.
Now, what
is
bad?
You know what's so bad about it is that it takes the basic lore and then basically fucks it completely. I mean, it just, I couldn't have been more disappointed with this movie. It's just so bad. So bad
like
on
them, huh?
So many levels. Awful. And the fact that Nicolas Cage, who is a huge comic book collector, he loves them, has starred in this movie that just basically rapes the history of Ghost Rider, is so disappointing to me.
He rapes Ghost Rider. Yeah,
it
looks pretty bad.
It's such a bad movie.
And you know what's funny is I listened to this show, but it's called Fanboy Radio, where they have comic book guys on. And they had the guy who writes the Ghost Rider comic book, and he's also helping design a video game. And they said, hey, you got to read the script to Ghost Rider, didn't you? And he goes, yeah, I had access to everything. He was like, are you really excited about the film? And they, it got real quiet. And he goes, I really don't want to talk about this. And he was like, why? And he goes, I'll just leave it at that. And he was like, okay, well, let's move on. And I was like, wow.
Well, imagine that, you know, you work years on this project and someone buys it out from you and they destroy it.
Yeah, but that's what happens. I mean, unfortunately, what happens, okay, you make a good film. Bryan Singer made some good X-Men films. You're making some good Spider-Man. What happens is they get Brett Ratner to do X3. All of us complain, right? Except the movie makes $250 million in like the first month it's out. That, what do they see there? Hey, it doesn't matter if we have a really good director or a shitty director. It still makes money. Let's make Fantastic Four. This movie sucks, but it made like $250 million. Hey, let's do it again. Let's make Ghost Rider. Hey, it sucks, but look how much money it made. So basically what's happening is, even though people want quality, they're paying for crap.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Ghost Rider could have been a terrific, like, paranormal, supernatural kind of flick, you know, creepy, and they just went for easy.
Right. And didn't they try to, like, comedy it up?
Yeah, they did. There's a little here and there. And also what kind of pissed me off is the original Ghost Rider comic was set in the Old West. And then they, when Ghost Rider, the one we know with Johnny Blaze, the first Ghost Rider, came out, they changed the old Ghost Rider to Phantom Rider. So it really had nothing to do with Ghost Rider, yet they worked that storyline into this movie. Like, somebody went on Wikipedia and saw, oh, look, Ghost Rider was originally a Western.
That's the extent of the research.
You know,
that was Sam Elliott's role, right?
Yeah, he played Cade something or other that was the original Ghost Rider who had nothing to do with Ghost Rider.
And we also have Peter Fonda in this, too. Is he good, or is it just they're working plays, with ridiculous...
You know what, he does a good Mephistopheles. You know, he's not bad.
Now, who's the girl that's in it? Because she looks like a big dork in the movie.
God, what is her name? All I can do is look at her chest.
Come on, the girl from...
She was in Training Day, too.
She was in Training Day. She was in Once Upon a Time.
Oh, Eva Mendez?
Yeah,
Eva Mendez.
Oh, okay.
God, is she hot.
It's funny. I read a review, and it said, the only thing she has going for her is her looks, and unfortunately, they just have her in stupid-looking outfits.
Yeah, really. They've got her covered up in, like, pantsuits. Every once in a while, you might get a little cleavage.
There's this scene where it shows her with a rifle, and she just looks so dorky. So,
terrible.
And my favorite part is when he goes, oh, I just feel like my skull's on fire. Yeah, I'm not going to see that movie, okay?
Based on that line alone.
But unfortunately, there's people, I know people who are like, see the trailer, you hear someone in the room go, man, I can't wait to see that. And it's like, what?
But you know what else really pissed me off is it was the whole thing of like, oh my God, I'm the Ghost Rider, and then I don't remember what happened. Wait, I do remember what happened. Oh wait, I think I can control this. So let me read this gigantic stack of books about supernatural and religious theology, history.
It should have had him go and log on Wikipedia.
Yeah, it really should have.
Let's look up Dante's Inferno on Wikipedia.
Yeah, this movie was just so incredibly lazy.
Well, what's funny about a movie like this is basically the guy has to sell his soul, right?
In the movie, he sells his soul to save his father.
Right.
Because his father was dying of cancer, but then his father dies the very next day. And I was just
what a gyp.
Yeah. Well, I remember in Spawn, Spawn sells his soul or whatever, and they never show the weight of that decision. And
no.
It makes it thin. It's just lame. Basically, is this movie a Big Mac?
No, I would have to say it's a quarter pounder.
Nice.
It's not quite as meaty as a...
A quarter pounder is meatier, but it's bland.
You know, it doesn't taste
whereas
like...
Whereas a Big Mac, sauce. You know, you got the cheese, lettuce, special sauce.
It doesn't have the Thousand Island.
Yeah, it doesn't have that little extra bit on it. So yeah, it's really, really bland.
Well, cool. Well, can't wait to see that. Let's go ahead.
You made it sound great.
Just, like, totally pass it up.
let's go ahead and get into what's on our TiVos. Now, last week we talked about how Brittany has lost her freaking mind, Steven, and she shaved her head. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Well, now, what I think is funny, you watch any, it's like a block on 4, 5, 8, 11. They have now, Entertainment
this,
Tonight, The Insider,
new thing that
Access
she just had,
Hollywood.
Did this week, where she attacked a guy, she attacked a minivan or something with a
She attacked the paparazzi with a large golfing umbrella.
Wow, I didn't know about that. But what's
she
funny,
put gigantic dents in the door, and there's this hilarious picture of her with like this crazed face with
it's hilarious.
With the
What's
umbrella
with
in the air going right at the car.
You have Access Hollywood,
we get the
extra
supposition that she shaved
Insider,
her head to get all the drugs out of her hair, you know, so they can't test her hair.
Who? Why would anyone test her?
Because she's going for a custody battle of their kids.
Did she shave
her
pubes?
Get it off an eyelash?
Too?
Yeah, I think get out of an eyelash.
Well, that's
eyelash.
What
yeah,
I'm saying. But I'm just saying, but
it's
you
a
know.
Bad thought out plan.
Yes.
No, well, I think she just shaved her head because she's insane.
Well, yeah, no, if she doesn't think, hey, she like, can pull hair from anywhere.
Is it possible she's a Hare Krishna?
She's
now?
Just
no,
she's the Travis Bickle of
Hare
the pop
Krishna.
Music world.
Now, here's the thing. If you flip channels around 6:30 during the day, you'll see everybody like, Brittany, Brittany, Brittany. You just keep flipping back and forth, and it connects a sentence. But here's an example of this, and people just pounce on this stuff.
We have the newest images of Brittany wearing a platinum blonde wig as she goes clubbing last night. This just 2 days after shocking the world by shaving her head.
She need a new barber. Counseling, man. Drug counseling.
Bold move for Britney Spears.
Britney Spears came in and sat in my chair and said, I want to shave my hair off.
Esther couldn't talk Britney out of it.
The only emotion she showed was when she said, my mom's going to be really upset, and she got teary-eyed.
Oh, dear. Aww. The worst part is I was watching on one show, but every few seconds they would show a clip from her video, I'm not that innocent, and then they would show more, and then it'd go, not that innocent, and then they would talk some more about it, and they would do it again. It's like, what the hell?
We
get it.
The first time.
I can't help but think this is a gigantic publicity stunt.
It's gotta be her just playing around with them, just...
Or she was freaking out on drugs. Who knows?
She in reality, you know what she needs to do? She needs to do with what Madonna did and move to another country.
You know what? To compliment Stevens, who knows, I'm going to add, who cares?
Yeah.
Really could give a shit about Britney.
I'm very worried about her, guys, and I don't think you should
stay
be like
nights.
That, though. Now, guys, here's something.
I hope they're on suicide watch, because I would just laugh my ass off.
You guys remember?
There was a suicide attempt. She had a suicide attempt.
Right. No.
Well, yeah, with the... A thing of Xanax.
She tried to cut her wrist with a golf
What is she
umbrella.
Doing wasting a good bottle of Xanax?
Do you guys remember when she was the equivalent of like a teenage stripper, wasn't she? She's not very talented. The greatest thing she did for our country is make all the girls dress like sluts across the country.
Oh, yeah, that's
she
great.
She could have been the next... She actually should have been the next Madonna.
She brought, basically, she introduced the midriff across the country, where all the girls are now showing their bellies and stuff. She made it.
God.
But even some who
12-year-old with a midriff is so hot.
Oh,
watch for FBI. Bill later on Predators Caught.
Yes, he catch a predator.
I'm Chris Hansen, here with Mulberry Bill.
Wow!
Get out.
Did you know she was 14, Bill?
Yes, I did.
All right, guys, American Idol, is anyone watching that show?
Hell no.
Yes.
Now, Bill, I know you are. But Bill, how impressed were you with Lakeisha?
I didn't even see it.
She's
to tell you the truth, you know what I do? I start watching it, and then I'll like listen to like 5 seconds of them singing forward through, hear what they say. It's just the whole cycle. I forward through the entire thing.
Do you just skip to the Seacrest moments?
Yes, because he's a stud.
Do you think he looks hot in a midriff also?
Yeah!
Now, guys, Lakeisha, she blew them all away. Let's check it out.
And you're gonna love me. Yeah.
Chaka Khan.
Me.
I already knew, girl.
I am very tempted to say to 23 people, book your plane tickets home.
Yes, and she's got quite a big ass on her.
This guy should have won.
Yes.
You know, they can stop.
For as much as we make fun of that guy, I'm sure he'll have a... Both of these guys have a history or a possibility of being a huge person on Broadway. Because that's pretty much what they all sound like on Broadway.
Exactly, Bill.
Maybe they tried out for the
If
role.
You don't love what you do, you'll never, ever be successful.
That's right.
Thank you. That's what the A-team drums. Look at that.
All right, Christ, Foggy, Jesus.
Okay, let's move on from American Idol before I rip my hair out.
Whoa!
Just shatter some windows.
Thank you, Foggy.
She fell through the floor, that glass.
Steven, can you can you lean over and bitch slap Foggy for me, Steven? Now, The Apprentice.
What is that? Vanessa...
Come on, Steven.
It's like wind.
There we go. Okay, Vanessa, you're watching The Apprentice, right?
Yes.
I figured you are since it's a horrible show. Now, guys,
you
The Apprentice
American
this
Idol.
Week. I don't watch The American Idol.
He just got
Bill watches it. Now, The Apprentice, Vanessa.
Yes?
How much do you love Frankie from the Bronx?
At first he got on my nerves, but now you can't help but like the guy.
You can see that he really does work. Now, the little mission they had this week is they're trying to get more people to register to, what is that, Priceline.com
Priceline? Yeah.
More than the other people. What I thought was really interesting about the what they had to do is it was in a mostly Hispanic mall. And they're telling everyone, oh, you know, if you sign up now, you win these prizes. You win all these prizes. You can win food. You can win money. So they're just staring at him like, huh?
His face is so
no, habla inglés. And they're like, oh, shit.
See?
But you know what they, Vanessa, you know what they do on this show? And I don't know why it's not obvious to Trump, or maybe he doesn't care, but they decide, here's the weak person on our team. Let's trick them into heading the task, and then we'll let them hang themselves. Give them enough
that's
rope to hang themselves.
That's what happens in the business world. That's what really happens.
Yeah, and that's what they do on the show. And here's a clip of what happened.
Amy, you're fired.
That was in depth.
Yes, it was.
No big lead up. You're just fired.
Amy, you're fired.
You know what? It's completely appropriate.
I know. As I'm watching the show, like, it's so bad this season. They have the dumbest thing is the tent thing. Because when each team has to go back and forth, like, they win, they have to show a whole long thing of them packing their freaking bags and moving back out of the tents. They show the other people packing their bags and moving into the mansion.
I can't believe that they're still doing that.
I know.
Well, they're doing it on Survivor, too.
Now, let's go ahead and get into Friday Night Lights real quick. And every week that we tout it as the best show on television. Bill, I'm watching the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they introduced this new blonde girl character. And here's the weird thing that this show did to me. I'm like, wait a second, she's an actress. I know her from something. And then I'm like, wait a second, Jason, they're all actors. This is a show. And it's like, that's how real the show is, that it delves into these people's lives. It seems like a documentary or something. And I was like, she was on Friends. What is she doing on here? She's not a real person in Austin or whatever.
She was on Friends.
It threw me off. Okay, the whole thing is Julie wants to have some sex with Matt.
Well, wait, you know what threw me off this week? I saw Smash in a commercial for college. And I was like, wait, I know that. Hey, Smash, going to college? It's so weird to see them outside of what you know them as.
Right, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. It throws me for a loop. They are so good in their characters, so well-rounded. And I hate thinking that there are people out there that don't watch this show. It's so good. Instead, they're watching The Apprentice or American Idol or Wife Swap or Nanny 911.
Hey, don't you knock those?
What is it up against on Wednesday night?
Lost. Is it up against Lost?
It's up against American Idol, ABC's comedy lineup of The Knights of Prosperity and something else, which I love. I think George Lopez. And I love Knights of Prosperity, but watch Friday Night Lights instead. TiVo Knights of Prosperity, or watch it on ABC.com. It's going to be canceled anyway.
Yeah, it's going it is. Anyways.
And I think it also comes on the same time as Jericho now, because that comes on Wednesdays, which really sucks.
Jericho's no big loss.
Yeah, either. It isn't. Watch it on CBS.com.
Yeah.
Where would Friday Night Lights fit in a lineup during the week where it could survive? Because right now it's getting killed by American Idol in the ratings.
Friday night at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, give it Las Vegas's thing. I don't know.
And move Las Vegas to 9 or 10.
Or
that
cancel
way,
it.
You know, or cancel it. Tell James Caan to get another job.
Even though I think Nikki Cox, never mind.
Okay. She's getting more and more bizarre looking, though, the thinner she gets.
She needs to stop dating comedians is what she needs to do.
Well, she needs to start eating again is what she needs to do. She looks like skeletal with these huge fake boobs.
I thought men love those really, really tiny zero-size women.
No, we like skinny women with large breasts, not skeletal women.
With large breasts.
I just like being generalized all the time.
Yes, me too.
Men in general, not every guy. Jeez Louise. touchy.
So anyway, the show starts out with Landry telling Matt that it's okay he's got his back because he found an old condom of his dad's. Let's check it out.
What? Oh, I'm telling you, Matt, this is a watershed moment here. I mean, you're going into an entirely new realm. I got I've got just a little gift for you. I found this in my dad's glove compartment.
Hey,
I found it. I was just thinking.
Get that nasty, raggedy ass thing out of here. Come on. Shoot.
I found this in my dad's glove compartment.
I was probably 10 years old.
Okay. Now, I ain't trying to encourage sex out of wedlock. Don't put it on Uncle Smash.
Okay.
But if you're going to do it, you're going to need to think about logistics. You're going to need a time. You're going to need a place. And you're going to need some fresh protection.
That is right.
You got some work to do, son.
What the grossest part about that is Smash grabs the condom with tongs where he's serving food. I really hope you watch this.
Ew.
But also, that's not the only thing going on here, Bill, because we find out that old Buddy Garrity, he's been fooling around on the job. Let's check it out.
Oh, there's a big surprise.
I can talk to you about anything, right? Yeah, well, I'll just put it point blank. I strayed outside my marriage. I mean, and the problem is now she thinks it's more than it is.
Yeah. No, I'm saying I don't want to know who it is and I don't want to know anything about it.
You know, I mean, we had a wonderful time. She's a wildcat, you know what I mean? But it's just, I can't. I mean, she bears down. I may have said some things in the heat of passion. You know, I may have said I was unhappy in my marriage in some ways, but.
God, he is such an asshole.
I know.
Well, that's not the only
problem. You love to hate him.
She works for me. I know. Hey, Eric. Hey, I'm a weak man.
You're a stupid man.
For a little guidance here, just a little advice is all I'm asking.
You want some advice?
Yeah, I do.
Number one. You should tell this woman, whoever the hell it is, and I don't want to know, that under no uncertain terms, that it's over. Number two, you need to go home and take care of your wife and think about those kids of yours. That's all I got to say. I'll let you cover the bill.
I got it. Thanks.
Now, we also have Riggins. His dad is hanging out with him a lot and just basically getting him into trouble. His dad's drinking beer again. He's hustling dudes at pool.
Yeah, what happened there?
I don't know what happened.
He was all sober. He was doing good.
I think,
and then he comes back to Dylan and becomes the drunken lout that steals things.
Right. He goes to see Tim at football practice. He ends up stealing a $3,000 camera.
Yeah.
And Tim sticks up for him and then finds the camera and throws him out. And his dad sums it up right there. He goes, "Hey, watch how easy this is," and he leaves. You know, basically like, I'm not sweating it at all. I'm just leaving.
Yeah.
He's nice just guy. A total complete loser. And I don't, what's going through Tim's head? Does he think he's destined to be the same way?
Yeah, I think he thinks he doesn't deserve anything better than that. He thinks that his self-esteem is so low because his father could give such a shit about him. And I think that's why whenever he, after that happens, he goes to a bar and gets the shit beat out of him.
Yeah, you remember he really needs to talk to Tyra. He goes, "Can I talk to you? Can you take a break?" She's like, "No, I can't take a break. This is the dinner rush. Sorry." And he's like, "Oh, never mind." And he was going to tell her something important there, I guess. But instead, he decided to get drunk, then go pick a fight and get the crap beat out of him. And I thought the disturbing thing about that guy beating the crap out of him, people like outside watching it and cheering it on, is that the dude's beating up a minor, right?
Right.
He's the guy should be in jail. And there's people all like, "Yeah, get him." That was really disturbing.
Everybody knows who all the football players are in this town. It seems like, anyways.
And it's so funny when you see Tyra with her mom. Tyra's the adult and her mom's the child. And it's almost the same thing. She has to take care of Tim, too. She even goes to his brother and says, "You need to do something." He's like, "You can't do anything."
Well, that's why she's so cynical. Because she's never had anybody there for her. She's always there for other people.
Right. And she's even telling Julie, "You don't necessarily need to sleep with Matt. You could just wait." She's like, "No, I think we should just get out of the way. You know, this is just people put too much emphasis on, virginity. We just need to get through." And the funniest scene is when he goes to buy condoms.
She talks all clinical about
it. Yeah, she's like, "It's going to be like an experiment." And she's like, "Wow, that sounds really hot."
Yeah.
And how great was the scene where you see Matt and Landry buying condoms? He's like, "Hey, you gotta check this one out." And you see the mom trying on sunglasses. Julie's mom, she looks over and she sees her daughter's boyfriend buying condoms.
That was so painful to see. I was like, "No, no, 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 no."
And the scene where she talks to Julie about it and Julie kind of smirks about it and she basically says, "You're a 15-year-old. You're not having sex. You need to think about this." That's what's so great about this show. Like, her mom, the actress who plays her mom, what's her name, Bill?
Connie Britton.
Connie Britton. She's fantastic in this role.
She really is.
She's so tailor-made.
So you know they're going to deal with teenage pregnancy here shortly.
No, because they didn't sleep together.
No, but I mean,
I don't think
they
so.
Are not going to get that
cliche. I'm not saying it's
cliched,
her, but I mean,
Steven.
You don't think?
No, there is no way in hell they're going to do the teenage pregnancy.
But no, here's the thing. If they do,
no,
though,
I'm not saying that it'll be her, but it's going to happen there where she's going to see it.
If they do, the show will do it right. That's the one thing about this show where everything seems very cliche.
It's not going to happen to Julie. She's going to see somebody else go through it, and maybe it'll click to her.
And the one thing, like this show, like Battlestar Galactica or something, how many times do you think a problem's been dealt with? Her and Matt decide not to have sex, and you see how innocent they are. They're leg wrestling or Indian wrestling.
That was a terrific scene.
They go home. She tells her parents that you raised a smart girl. I listened to your advice, Mom, and everything's happy. But then they show scenes the next week, and it looks like she's in trouble again with something else. But that's just like real life, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And this also paralleled Lost in a way because Jason, he's in Austin and he meets a tattoo artist much like Jack on Lost. So Lost is now stealing ideas from Friday Night Lights. I guess they need to.
But at least the tattoo artist can speak English.
We get the confrontation at the church.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How that was crazy.
Oh, man.
Tyra's mom decides to confront Buddy Garrity at church in front of everyone. Oh, man, that was bad. And
yeah,
Tyra even felt bad about that. That was the kind of thing, like, I was watching it with Heather and her mom, and we were all going, "No, no, 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 no. I don't want to see this happen. This is too
bad." Was doing the same thing.
No. She's talking, Tyra's talking to her mom about let's go to a movie or something. She does a big Garrett's like, oh, no, no, I know what she's going to do. But Buddy Garrity, how do you like that scene? He goes, I'm going to have to let you go. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Here's $700. Here's just walking around cash. You'll be okay.
Walking around money, you asshole.
I know. He's such an a-hole. I love Friday Night Lights. I love it. If NBC cancels it, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't
boycott NBC.
Yes. But hey, Heroes. I really think this week's Heroes was the best Heroes ever.
Yeah, I was giddy like a school child. I was just like, "Oh my god."
Vanessa, did you catch Heroes this week?
Yes, I did. It was good. It finally answered kind of some more questions.
Yes, I love when it answers kind of some more questions.
Oh, bite my titty. No, it's kind of like Twin Peaks was. Remember, it would kind of leave you like, wait, huh? But at the same time,
yes, because when I think Heroes, I think Twin Peaks.
broaden your horizons.
What I think was great about this episode is it was jam-packed with everybody, and they had great beats to everything that was going on. It covered everybody. We had Matt with the diamonds, and we also had the nuclear guy, this new chick, Hannah, who can do computer stuff, which, by the way, this is the coolest power ever. Yeah. I'd love to not pay for internet. How sweet would that be?
Imagine how fast her access is.
I know. But we also have, how cool is it to see Peter's powers developing where he's a badass?
Yeah, that was the best.
The coolest,
now you work on the haircut.
The coolest scene is when HRG and the Haitian zap the invisible dude with a taser and he stops it in midair. I thought it would have been cool if he made it bounce back to the Haitian dude and zapped him. That would have been awesome. But I don't know if the Haitian wasn't using his power, but his power dampening skills don't seem to be working or something. I don't know what's going on there.
Maybe Peter's probably past that. Yeah, he can.
He's too powerful because it's almost like, remember when Matt still read HRG's mind? He goes, he's a little more advanced than we thought. Maybe he can only dampen it so much.
Well, if
you just said
Peter
it,
has
you just
same...
said it. Peter was around the Haitian with the power dampening, so now Peter has that.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly. Because he can just take what, and what's so crazy is he has powers that he doesn't even know about. Now, I watched it again. People online were saying, did you spot it? He has some weird roar power where he yelled something and it created like a song. And I was like, huh? And I watched it again and I don't know what people are talking about. They said that Isaac flew across the room because he yelled at him or something.
Yeah, the sonic boom.
I didn't even notice that.
He went, you're lying! And then it threw him across the room. I guess
I assumed he was using his telekinesis at the same time.
No, because whenever he said, you're lying, it went, woof.
So who has he been around that has that power and they haven't revealed it yet?
Maybe HRG.
And you know, here's another theory that's going on. Peter and Nathan's parents both are superpowered. His mom is too.
Well, I think we'll find that out next week.
And some people have come up with this cool thing, theory that Peter's dad was a lot like him and he was kind of like the old kind of Superman type of dude or something.
Yeah, and that's why he killed himself. He couldn't deal with it anymore.
Yeah, it was almost like the immortal who doesn't want to live kind of thing. I don't know. But it's all theories, but it's very interesting theories. And another thing is that the whole thing with Claire's mom, she's growing stupid. Advanced stupidity.
advanced stupid.
Your mom has a serious case of advanced stupid.
She's going to wake up and be a genius.
And Claire, she took a note from Tyra's mom and yelled at her dad in front of other people, and that was embarrassing, wasn't it? She's like, don't you go near her. Just embarrassing, the whole thing. But also, how unstable is the whole Siler hanging out with Mohinder?
You know, this week I had a little too much Siler.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know, I can appreciate the creepiness, but I don't know. The Siler thing is starting to wear on me.
Well, the cool thing is they went and they met up with some new lady with a power. And
who we've seen in a million different things.
And let's see what happens.
So there really are others, huh?
Yes. I'm proof of that. That's why we're here.
I thought the headaches at first were going to kill me. I'd lie awake at night thinking that my head was going to explode. A cockroach crawling across my neighbor's floor was like a marching band parading through my house.
Sorry, it must be quite a burden.
A burden?
A burden.
Hell no.
I said.
This is the best damn thing that ever happened to me. Well, now that I've learned to control it, I'm like Superman or something. I can hear rain coming from 40 miles away. I can even hear someone's moods. The tiniest changes in a heartbeat. Yours, for instance. It's racing kind of fast. You nervous about something?
No, I'm just excited to meet some.
Cut your brain off.
Well, if you've come to try to take it away from me, you're going to have a hell of a fight on your hands.
I can assure you, we only want to help. I'd like to perform a few
Not
tests.
So much.
Some questions, really, that's all. It shouldn't take more than a couple of hours.
I'm kind of backed up.
We're here to perform liposuction.
To pull out your fat brain.
Now, here's the funny thing about all this is Siler, he wants this power, right? But she went ahead and told him about what it was like. Now, how great was the scene where he goes back and she's like, that sound, what is it? I thought this was the only cheesy part in the thing. Just the line of dialogue. Nothing against the actor, but she's like, what's that sound? What is your heart? And he's like, murder. Do you guys agree with me? He should have said, brains.
Wholeheartedly. That would have been great if brains.
But that's okay. It's okay.
And then put his hands up in the air towards her, like, brains.
But it's okay because the show is basically like a comic book, right? There'd be
a
limelight.
It's allowed to have campiness because comic books are campy.
But also, they go back. He plays dumb. But how great was the scene where he's like, thanks a lot, Zane, for helping me out here. And he's
the
like,
Australian?
These people need help. And just the way he's like, their innocence. I just feel like we need to find... It's like, you're creeping me out, man. Just like, I was like, hello, Mohinder. It's called a clue. Get one. Isn't this dude a little weird?
Mohinder just that stupid. But how, like, I'm hoping that he... I don't know. I hoped for more for the character.
I do too, Bill. My father's research. But anyway, they show up again to check out the listening lady, and let's see what happens.
Zany, you all right?
Yeah, it's just...
Zany, are you all right?
You're acting zany.
Okay. Sit tight. I'll be back.
At what point did he start calling him Zany?
Ah, Steve.
Hello?
What is that?
It's me slamming the door.
Hey. Anybody here?
I thought this was a really well-done scene.
Maybe we should just
scene.
Come back, Linda. Dad?
I'm like, it's a dead lady. I'm going to
rap
vomit
music
now.
Makes me sick, too.
It's not proper to vomit, but I'm doing it anyway.
Oh, that Master P. Red for love, green for money,
white for health, blue for tears, jealousy, that's me. I cannot abide that rap. Gangster rap.
What are you doing? Dialing 911.
Do you think that's a good idea?
What are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm banning all English accents from the show.
Why? I mean, look at us. Where did we come from? How did we get here? Can we explain any of this without looking completely insane?
The top of her head was removed. It was Scylla. I mean, how?
It was disgusting.
Okay, we have to warn them. Everyone on the list. He's after them. We'll leave now, and we'll call the police anonymously from the road. Come on.
Zane, are you okay?
No, it's this Jay-Z music. Oh, God.
Little Bow Wow.
No, Bow Wow's okay.
Oh, hell yeah. That chick had some good taste.
I think she did.
All right, Foggy, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. I was about to rip my own head off.
But also we had Hero and Ando, and they part ways, unfortunately.
And Stanley makes his cameo.
Yeah, that was good. I was kind of upset that Feedback wasn't on the show, though, or Tyveculus. By the source of light, Peter!
What is this treachery, Isaac?
It would have been great if Peter absorbed all their powers. Like, I feel fat all of a sudden. I can throw donuts with pinpoint accuracy. I have horrible BO. I'm just like Iron Enforcer.
I can climb trees like Monkey Woman.
I'd be awesome.
Does he have to sing all their theme songs? Yes.
I can recycle things. Like, yeah. What's her name?
Oh, man, what was her name?
Creature.
Creature. Yeah, Creature. Yeah. Man, I miss that show. Good stuff.
It's Cell Phone Girl? Is that another one?
Yeah, Cell Phone Girl.
I can call people on my cell phone.
By the source of... And you know, the wireless girl in this, Hannah, she'd be like, your power ain't shit.
Cell phone? Right. I'm just...
I can instant message. I can text message for free. No 1 cent charges here, pal.
I can connect to unconnectable servers.
And she even sees the orders for that needle gun, and that's how they find them, I guess.
How good could she be on, like, 24, you know? She could hack any mainframe.
Both Chloe's, the one Smallville and 24, would be like, how is she doing this? She's rerouting the subsystems with her brain.
I was just going to say that. She's doing it so fast.
She reroutes the hell out of those subsystems.
Morris, take a look at this.
Now, speaking of 24, we didn't talk about it last week because we didn't want to spoil it for Andy. But quickly, here's what happened on 24.
I want you to say thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
We'll get to that, but let's briefly go over the last 24, which essentially is Jack's dad is an evil a-hole. Am I right?
Yes.
Jack needs the hot Rena Sofer to find some Russian's house, but his dad doesn't want it to happen, and he's holding his grandson hostage. Let's check it out.
Hello?
Marilyn, it's me. Don't say anything. Just listen. I don't want Jack to know I'm on the line. You understand?
I think you're hot.
Okay.
Take off your shirt.
You're involved in something that's much bigger than you can possibly imagine. So here's the deal.
My penis is enormous.
Unless you do exactly what I say, I will hurt Josh.
His
testicles. If you don't believe that, you might want to consider this. Graham's death was not an accident. I killed him.
By whacking him in the head with my large penis.
Which caused my testicle to swell.
Now, you're not going to take Jack to the house where Graham met the Russians. You're going to take him to a different address.
But who's Susan?
407 Hinman Place.
You got it?
Yeah?
Good. Now, you do this for me, and I promise you, you will see Josh again. If you don't, he dies.
It's that simple.
I'd hate to have that grandfather.
407 Hinman Place. Do the right thing, Marilyn. I already lost a son today. Don't make me lose a grandson.
It'd be her fault.
Goodbye, Susan.
Goodbye, Susan. So he's a transvestite. He likes to be called Susan.
I want you to say thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
So that's what the big reveal is at the end of the season. He's doing all this for money so he can have gender reassignment surgery.
Yeah, he's paying for it.
So well, basically, I'm not going to even rent the DVD.
And how great is it when Jack, they go through this whole ordeal with trying to kill her. They blow up all of Jack's team. But it all comes down to Jack trying to get his nephew back. He has to trade himself. Like, you can have me and kill me. Just give me him and...
Yeah, he loves trading himself this season.
Yes, he does. Jack is always ready to exchange himself. And let's check out what happens. Jack actually feels like he let his dad down somewhere in life.
I never meant for this to happen, Jack. I didn't have a choice. I don't know how exactly, but Rudenko found out about my role in David Palmer's assassination. So he blackmailed me, forced me to cooperate.
So it was Gordenko who had you divert some of the bombs the company was responsible for destroying.
He's a radical nationalist. Told me that he wanted to preserve some of the arsenal
for
the day
when
the Soviet Union would be reestablished.
Damn it.
I hate those radicals.
They're even more dangerous than radical foreigners.
When did you find out he sold the bombs
to
Fayette?
I like tubular nationalists.
Not until one of the bombs was detonated in Valencia.
That's the truth?
I'm afraid of radicals.
Yeah. The free radicals.
I've been looking for Gradenko ever since, so that I could find out what he knew about Fayed and stop all this.
Fayed.
I'm a patriot, Jack. I never wanted any harm to come to this country.
You want to lie to yourself, you go ahead, but stop lying to me!
I love when all bad guys say, I am a patriot!
You let all of this happen just so you can cover up what you did.
Yeah, they love saying that.
You have all the smarts that Graham never had.
Your brother was a dipshit, Jack.
It all got out of control.
We dropped him on his head as a child. We knew things would never be right with him.
That's why he was prematurely balding.
The umbilical cut off circulation to his brain during delivery.
Servant?
He's been bald since birth.
So, your people will use Gradenko to find this terrorist.
Gradenko?
And the truth will come out about all I've done.
It's a game. It's kind of like Tetris, but it's a lot more fun.
Yeah, no kidding. It's like a spice.
It didn't have to end like this, Jack.
Don't kill your own son.
Could have had it all.
We could have had it all.
I never wanted you to feel like I had turned my back on you. That I had turned my back on the family. I just had to go my own way.
This is his dramatic, gruff voice.
Do things for
solid
myself.
Solid snake voice.
This is the
you
Emmy
can
clip.
Go your own way.
It was never good enough for you.
Aw, you always loved sister best.
His dad was a hard ass.
Anyway.
Go ahead and execute me.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dad.
You can shoot me, damn it.
Emmy worthy.
They talk too much before they kill.
Did you like the reveal at the end, though, Bill? It was all worth it for that, wasn't it?
Yes, just to find out there was no one there.
He turns around, damn it, Dad, shoot me, come on! He turns around, his dad took off. But there's a phone that says, call.
Call this number, Jack.
And a voice answer, he goes, so you need to find Gradenko, huh? Well, I'm Gradenko. Your only hope. They show the reveal of who it is, and it's the president from last season.
I guess he was off leave from bitch slapping his crazy wife.
It looks like he's in hiding somewhere to me.
Designing women.
Yes. Well, if you have a full beard, you're in hiding.
Yeah.
Because when you're in hiding,
you've been held by the Chinese and you've been tortured for a long time.
Yes, you can't shave when you're in hiding.
Yeah.
It's against cliched etiquette.
Now, guys, we had Lost this week. Lost is back, and we had a Jack-centric episode with interesting locale. Was it Thailand or something like
Malaysia.
That?
It was Hawaii as Thailand.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was Hawaii. Exactly. And we had Bai Ling guest starring, Stephen.
It was Maui as Phuket.
But what I want to know, a lot of times the flashbacks have something to do with the what's going on now. And I wasn't real clear on exactly what the past had to do with the present.
It's the tattoo.
Right, it's the tattoo. But let's go ahead and check out this clip. And Jack's kind of having a good time with this Asian woman.
I can understand.
Okay, special Thai dish for you, Chai. Very brave, very brave.
My brother likes you.
Well, I'm a very likable guy.
So, Jack.
1, 2, 3. Go and eat it.
Why is you don't know how to fly a kite?
I'm sorry, I don't know how to fly kikes? Are you anti-Semitic?
Well, my dad was alive. Wasn't exactly the kite flying type anyway. I mean, we never really.
Jack.
Yeah.
It's nice, guy. Let's do it.
Well, that's a relief because I'm pretty tired of talking about it.
Some things are personal. So you're in Phuket.
Isn't she
to, find yourself.
Why would you say that?
You're an American.
Let me see. Show you what is that. Ta da!
What? What the hell's going on in that scene? Makes no sense.
Keep it subtitled.
So, essentially, the whole thing is Jack, he sticks up Juliet. Before, he kind of condemned her, said she was trying to kill Ben, and he got them free. But now he's trying to stick up for her, and there's this crazy
intent. He went some pussy. Oh, sorry. Meow.
We were doing the old layout.
We were giving you enough rope to hang.
I just said it before Bill could say it, damn it.
I don't think Bill would say something like that.
Yes, he would.
Actually, I wasn't going to say
that's
anything
a too little,
like that.
There's
something else going on with Juliet and Jack. I think he sees himself in her in a way.
He's the outsider in the group. Now, here's the thing, though. She could easily, this whole thing could be just playing him.
Oh, absolutely.
To get some loyalty to Juliet. And if that is the case, it's kind of obvious. But also, yeah. It could be where he really is sticking up for her and kept her from being executed. But I don't think so. I think it's all a game to get him and Juliet thinking that we're together on this. We're going to try to get away from here somehow. He's going to be loyal to Juliet now.
Double-crossing the crazy eyebrow lady.
Yeah, and here's what happens
the
there.
Sheriff.
This is when you know Jack is going to go the other way and not sell out Juliet.
Please have a seat, Jack. As you may have gathered, we don't live on this little island. In fact, most of us don't really even like coming here. There's been an incident that I'm investigating, and I need to ask you some questions. So, I was hoping you may help me clear up a few of the inconsistencies. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Tom, but you said in the midst of a surgical procedure, Jack made several comments indicating that Juliet had asked him to kill Ben.
Yeah,
that would be
that's
correct,
right.
Miss Crazy.
Is that true,
Dyke?
Jack?
Did
it's
Juliet Mommy Dearest.
Ask you to kill Ben? The question's simple. Did Juliet ask you to kill Ben?
No. No, I was lying. I would have done anything to get my friends out. And turning you people against each other was my best chance of creating chaos.
Why are you lying for her, Jack?
Indeed, why is he?
She smokes a pack of Pall Mall every day or something.
Yeah, she sounds like Sylvia Brown.
Is that the girl from Mommy Dearest?
Yes.
I told you not to know why I had
that's what I kept thinking when I was watching it.
So they're returning to their houses, their suburbs on the island at the end. And they end up branding Juliet instead of killing her.
Yeah, what was... is she now cattle?
I'm thinking what you were, Bill, that they're kind of... there's weird cult thing going on. They're ready for the new world or something.
Yeah.
There was also the weird thing with the abducted people. They're just there to watch.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
I think they're waiting for the world to end. Or something.
They're being brainwashed into thinking that.
Yeah, they sit them all in those chairs. And...
no, you know, there was also that thing with the kid in the boat with Kate and Sawyer. He started repeating back the lines from the
biblical...
the videos.
Lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, the dude's brain's mush right now. And yeah. Sawyer's like, if you love her, you'll go back for her. I like where he's like, I'll go give the kid a talk when he's crying. The first thing he does is hits him in the arm. Ow, why'd you
cowboy
do that?
Cowboy up.
You need to cowboy up. Clearly Sawyer is kind of a moron, isn't he? So we'll see. We got to wait till next episode. You know, one thing I was like, I don't know. Am I annoyed that they haven't made it to camp yet? We're going to have like how many episodes of Kate and Sawyer like, well, we're almost there. We'll soon meet up
well,
with
like,
the
Kate,
other
Kate's
folks.
Kate's idea was, you know, to circle the island.
Yeah, on the boat. And he's like, no, we're not going to do that. And they even have a talk about it like, oh, now that I slept with you, you're in charge. And he's like, oh, hey, I know you only slept with me because you thought they were going to kill me. And
it's like, why would you then cut through the... you got a boat. Okay, yeah, go to ground, camp out, go get back on it, and then
and you know what?
Around.
Here's what Heroes has on Lost. Heroes jam-packs the hell out of their episodes. Lost has so much, and like the whole ending montage of just the music, filler. I felt like that was filler, and I'm not trying to be overly critical. It felt like... okay, the final 5 minutes, let's just play some music and show people walking and
it's
riding
like
on a boat and stuff.
It's kind of like they don't really have any place to go yet still.
Right. They can't have Kate and Sawyer arrive at the camp because they got to waste an episode of them still getting there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they'll show up next week. But overall, I mean, this episode, I thought it was kind of bleh. I'm just going to...
yeah.
I really liked the Desmond. Enjoyed the Desmond episode.
I really, really, really enjoyed the Desmond episode. I wish they would do more like it.
And I find
I couldn't watch.
Here's the most unbelievable part of this whole episode, that Jack couldn't figure out how to fly a kite by himself.
Yes.
doctor.
He can operate on a spine, a vertebrae, but he cannot fly a kite.
Sounds about right. Some doctors can't even write.
Thank you, Susan.
Exactly.
That says it all.
All right, let's go ahead and talk about BSG real quick. Now, this episode was about Callie and the chief getting stuck in an airlock with an air leak, and they're going to die. But it also is about Adama reliving, kind of thinking about his marriage because it's his wedding anniversary, right?
There's talk to the person in their brain as if they're really there?
Yeah, he's in his living room talking to his wife, and they're talking about stuff. Apparently, his wife was a drunk.
Yes, that's the way I gather.
I'm going to say this episode was okay. This is what I want to say. And I don't like, you guys know I love Battlestar Galactica, all right? I love
this
it.
This is another one of those filler episodes.
And, and I'm not going to even call it, I don't care. It's okay. I don't mind when they do an episode like this. But here's the thing. I thought that the flashbacks of him talking to his wife, they did too much of it. I thought it was a little
overplayed.
It was gimmicky kind of feeling.
I kind of like zoned out on this episode because I guess I don't really know the characters as well as you guys because you watch week after week after week after week and you're into the show. I didn't enjoy
this
it
episode,
at all.
I mean,
I thought the Chief Callie stuff worked a lot better than the Adama stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was trying to spend more time with his wife. She was trying to separate.
Right. I mean, it's obvious that what Adama has an inner monologue, an inner thought in his head where he's conversing with his now deceased wife about what went wrong. We had some good times. We had some bad times. And he's kind of thinking about this for one day every year. That's what he does. He pulls it out of the drawer. And, I don't mind that. It's the way that they handle the kind of the prolonged in the living room, that kind of stuff. I don't know. I'm not saying that it was bad. I'm just saying that it didn't hold my interest like other episodes of the show do. And I'm not even urgent to get back to the Cylon stuff. Some people are like, oh, come on, where's the Cylon story? We've had 2 weeks now. Sometimes you need to decompress from that stuff. Sometimes you need to take, okay, we can't have the Cylons every week. And I don't mind that. No, but I'm saying let's get to the Baltar trial already. Stop building it up.
Baltar
they talked about
trial,
it last week.
They need to talk more about the religion behind it all.
They need to keep it on going. And I enjoy backstory with Adama, but I thought they spent too much time to it. It didn't need the whole episode like that. I like the whole...
The whole Eye of Jupiter's been lost.
He was kind of romanticizing things. He was romanticizing it. And then Apollo shows up and he's like, Mom was a drunk... And you may have loved her, but she didn't love you. And he pretty much summed it up, which I thought was good. But I don't think I'd ever say that to my dad, though. But we have Callie and Chief
stuck in an
airlock. Yeah, but
that just kind of shows how much he's like his dad. It's
right.
No
bones
facts.
About it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's check it out. This is what happens when you get stuck in an airlock and it sucks. Literally.
Airlock's still jammed, Chief. Overrides are not responding.
Guess we're kind of running out of options.
I'm going to take you out through the front door.
You're put a ship out there and rig up some kind of docking collar?
You'll be out of air in a few minutes. There's no time for a collar.
Sir, if you're talking about an EVA, we don't have pressure suits.
We don't have a choice.
Athena's gonna position her Raptor in the front of the airlock. Hatch open.
I'm gonna blow the bolts right off of that door, and when it opens up, you're gonna have to jump for it. Now listen to me, both of you.
You can do this. People have been able to live up to a minute in exposure without a suit.
Or so I've read.
I've never met these
we'll
people.
We'll talk later. Get ready.
That's actually scientifically correct.
And you know what? They jump out, and they're kind of a mess, but I thought that was cool. We haven't seen space in a while on the show, have we?
No, this is the first Raptor flight in a while.
But, I mean, when I'm overly critical of this show, at the same time, I'm very forgiving because I love it so much. But I'm ready to get to the Baltar trial. Well, the thing is, they show previews to next week, and it looks like the Chief again. It's like... this is what I was talking about earlier. It's like, okay, everything, him and Callie, they're going to be okay. But no, he's going on strike next week, dude. You just, come on. Well, the one settle down for a minute.
The pilot meeting they had when the young guy, you know, is like scratching himself, you know, and what's his name's wife? What's her name's wife? Or husband, sorry.
Huh?
Starbucks husband said to him, you know, I hope she was worth it. Yeah. Was she cheating with Starbuck?
God, I hope not.
That's what I think. That's what I was thinking. It was
hot
just like,
dog slept with her, and now he's got to clap.
Yeah, exactly.
Space clap.
Ooh.
You know what I'm
saying? Nasty.
I hope she was worth it. And that's why he gets up and moves.
And yeah. Like, you notice what he does? He shakes his hand. He's like, hey. And then he sees him scratching his balls. He's like, oh, ugh. And he's like trying to clean his hand off.
I was just wondering if he cheated with Starbuck.
I'm sure there's a lot of venereal disease going around the galactic.
Space disease.
Space VD.
Because all there is to do there is have sex, I guess, and play space poker. What's that name of that game they play? That card game? Do you guys remember? So anyway, that's BSG this week. I can't wait for some more. I want some action, man. It's just like 24. I finally got Jack. Jack killed some guys, which was cool. I want more. And you know what? I'm not, what do you say? I enjoy complex stories. I enjoy...
You're not just kill crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But we haven't had enough of it, and I want some more now. That's what I'm saying.
You need some hot steel running through flesh.
Yeah, I want some knives and stabbing weapons.
Stabbing weapons.
Mimetic polyalloy, Steven. Phase plasma rifle, 40-watt range.
Hey, paddling, what you see?
Let's do the news! Vanessa, what do you got in the news this week?
You, Susan.
A routine appendix operation in Belgrade went badly wrong when two surgeons started fighting and stormed from the operating theater to settle their dispute outside.
Whoops.
Yeah. Dr. Radulovic was operating when his colleague, Dr. Vukanic, entered and made a remark that started a quarrel.
Medic.
At one moment, Vukanic pulled the ear of the operating doctor, slapped him in the face, and walked out. Radulovic followed with an all-out fight, which ensued, resulting in bruises, a split lip, loose teeth, and a fractured finger. Fortunately,
get shot, murdered, raped.
Fortunately, the attending assistant doctor was able to complete the surgery successfully.
Are you on medication?
Like, oh, wouldn't you look to be that patient? It's like, gee, thanks, just leave me here.
They're under anesthesia.
No more late-night booty calls.
Oh, that's really too bad.
A middle school teacher in Kentucky trying to buy pot was arrested after she sent a text message to a state trooper instead of a drug dealer.
No!
Yeah. Trooper Trevor Pervine was at dinner with his wife and parents celebrating a birthday when his phone started buzzing with messages about a marijuana purchase.
So wasted!
At first he thought the messages were from friends playing a joke, but a couple of phone calls that put that idea to rest, and Pervine responded to set up a meeting.
Authorities, Pervine.
I know. Authorities said Ann Greenfield, 34, arrived at the meeting point and found a couple of law enforcement officers waiting for her. She learned her lesson, program your dealers into your phone. Greenfield is a teacher at a middle school and was charged with conspiracy to traffic and controlled substances within 1,000 feet of a school, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was suspended with pay pending results of an investigation, which I don't get that. So, and she would not respond. What an idiot. Now, hopefully we could all get this lucky someday. In Nashville, Tennessee, a rare 184-year-old copy of the Declaration of Independence found by a bargain hunter at a Nashville thrift shop is being valued by experts at about 100,000 times the $2.48 purchase price.
Pleasuring himself.
Michael Sparks, a music equipment technician, is selling the document in an auction March 22nd at Rainer's Historical Collectible Auctions in Burlington, North Carolina. The opening bid is $125,000, and appraisers have estimated it could sell for at least twice that. Sparks found his bargain last March while browsing at Music City Thrift Shop in Nashville. When he asked the price of a yellowed shellac rolled-up document, the clerk marked it about $2.48.
That's some change!
It turned out to be an official copy of the Declaration of Independence.
No way. Made-up story.
No. One of 200 commissioned by John Quincy Adams in 1820. He didn't know he had such a valuable piece until doing some online research and then having appraisers at Rainer's offer an opinion.
God, I'm afraid something inside me died.
All right, Vanessa, go ahead. What's our next story?
All right, in Michigan...
Two shitholes.
A woman who told authorities she was fed up with tailgaters pulled out a gun and shot at the tires of a pickup that got too close.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yo, mofo!
Bernadette Heed, 39, was in rush hour traffic Wednesday in suburban Detroit, go figure, when the pickup pulled up...
Hey! No bashing Detroit.
I'm sorry, are you in 8 Mile?
You know, I lived in a suburb of Detroit for close to 8 years, and it's really not that bad.
Damn it. He'd changed lanes and fired one round from a 9mm handgun. The driver followed her and flagged down a deputy who stopped her and found the weapon. She said she was tired of people tailgating her. Heed, who did have a permit to carry a concealed
weapon... Heed, move! Now!
...was charged with assault with a deadly weapon, discharge of a firearm from a vehicle, and use of a firearm during a felony. She's held on a $50,000 bond. I would think. Man, people talk about road rage.
Vanessa!
All right. And finally, in Canada, a would-be thief proved himself lacking in key skills like reconnaissance and driving after he tried to pull a heist beside a police dog training site stuck in the snow trying to get away. Police in Alberta said officers were training with a dog, Wizard, at a business late Tuesday when they heard an alarm sound from the building next door. When they went to investigate, a car smashed through the garage door and zoomed past an officer and his dog, Wizard. He didn't get very far because he ran straight into a snowbank and got stuck. The car turned out to be stolen. The suspect tried to make a break for it on foot, but was quickly forced to give up when Wizard caught up with him. There was a marked police car parked outside, and they were inside the building doing training, which is normal for them. Then, sure enough, this goes on right next door to them. So this dude saw the freaking police car, and he still tried to do it, but they recovered a cash box he took from the building. And that's all I've got.
Well, thank you, Vanessa. Thank you for doing the news this week.
You're very welcome.
All right, Bill, we got any cold news this week, or you want to get right into the DVDs?
I want to get right into the DVDs.
Sounds good to me, baby. Let's do it.
Book your plane tickets home.
Yeah.
What's your job, DVDs? What the hell? Ow! Let's do some DVDs. DVDs! DVDs! HD Blu-ray, it's that the definition. DVDs!
Oh, hell yeah! Baby, and that's some DVDs, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I think I'm going to pass out, Steven.
Is this the real life, or is this just fantasy?
All right, Bills, we got the DVDs this week. What do you say?
Maybe I'll kill you first.
No!
DVDs for February 27th, 2007. Starting off, we have... Oliver Stone's Alexander Revisited, the final
cut. Still suck.
Actually, I'm hearing this final cut is actually pretty good. That he finally figured out what to do this time around.
I would think, because that one was awful.
Well, how many cuts is this? One, two, this is the third cut. The third and final cut. So I'm definitely going to put that on my Netflix queue. Next film is Bob Dylan, Don't Look Back. It's the remastered version of the classic that follows Dylan on his 1967 tour of England.
On your knees.
I've only seen it once, and if you're a Bob Dylan fan, you'll love it. But and you've probably seen it, but if not, you could probably give a shit. This one's important. This one, the next DVD is something I loved and still love. Captain N, the Game Master, the complete series. Do you guys remember this?
No.
You don't remember Captain N?
I'm trying to think of
Captain Nintendo.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Maybe. Do you really, Vanessa? That did sound convincing.
If I'm thinking of the same show.
I don't think you are.
It was an animated series on Saturday morning on NBC, and it was sponsored by Nintendo. I just remembered it was on from 89 to 91, and it was one of my shows. You guys are probably too old for it.
You're tardy.
Shut up. Next DVD is a classic zombie flick, City of the Living Dead, directed and co-written by Lucio Fulci, who is like the other master of zombie flicks.
Sounds good to me, baby.
Lucio Fulci, they even...
What is it exactly that you do?
I'm a doctor.
There's a little homage to him in Shaun of the Dead. Where
I kill zombies.
The restaurant they're going to eat at is Fulci's.
Oh, I thought that was some kind of weird sex thing.
No. So, City of the Living Dead, the seven gates of hell have been torn open, and in 3 days the dead shall rise and walk the earth. As a reporter and a psychic race to close the portals of the damned, they encounter a seething nightmare of unspeakable evil. The city is alive with horrors of the living dead.
That's scary.
So, of course, as the zombie will agree with me, this film was directed and co-written by Lucio Fulci. It's
That's weird
pretty...
Asian porn films.
No, it's an Italian director.
Oh!
Next DVD is the horrendously ill-conceived A Good Year, the film that brought back Russell Crowe and Ridley Scott.
Wow!
Yes. Eddie
Deason
loves it.
Yeah, that's where, hey, I'm a rich, successful guy. Do I choose my business life where I have millions of dollars, maybe billions, or to live on this beautiful orchard in Italy with a beautiful woman? Oh, what do I do? My life's so difficult.
Yeah. I mean,
you'll never get in there.
You can't feel sympathy for Russell Crowe. He just doesn't have that, you know, acting skill. It's like, oh, look, an asshole. So I don't see how he could succeed in this movie.
Does he chop off anyone's head like in Gladiator? Because I might tune in.
Maybe he chops the head off of the girl he likes. Next DVD is a complete series set from 2001. Lorenzo Lamas's The Immortal.
Was this like Highlander?
No, it's different. Did you ever see The Immortal? Unlike anything else he does, it's different.
Oh.
Just there can be more than one.
What about that Renegade show where he rode on a motorcycle?
That rock.
With his flowing mane. Awesome.
No, see, in this one, he sees his wife slain and his daughter stolen by sinister demons.
No.
Yes, with an unholy fury and a vow of vengeance so powerful that the fates decree him the immortal. Cain fights for centuries against the forces of darkness led by Malor. So, there you go.
What?
Sounds fantastic.
22 episodes of Lorenzo Lamas.
What the hell was the show? 22 episodes?
Yes.
What channel?
I've never heard of it.
I have no idea. I really don't. I just saw Lorenzo Lamas and
channel.
I was like,
what am I supposed to say?
It's like the Channel 27 here, KDFI.
Yeah, the one that shows all the crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Here's me, Jason.
I'm sorry, Lamas.
The one that still shows that Pensacola...
Wings of gold.
Oh, Jason, I have a life too.
Okay, Lila.
Next DVD is the 12th film in a series of films, The Land Before Time. Great Day of the Flyers.
Dinosaurs, awesome.
Yes, Littlefoot, Petrie.
Foggy, seriously, get a new dinosaur drop.
Even though this is the 12th film in the series, they're still
12?
Babies. Yes, they're not geriatric yet. So, it's...
is there some kind of weird... They have a disease where they don't grow?
Yeah, I think they're immortal, like Lorenzo Lamas.
Sweet!
Oh my god.
He puts a saddle on him, he's riding him, and he still has the flowing mane in the air.
Yes, Littlefoot saw his parents slain by sinister demons, and now he is decreed the immortal.
Man, I don't know if I want my kid watching that. That sounds really scary.
Well, I'm scared. Petrie and Ducky are very, very interesting characters. They're conflicted of, the power of evil and the power of good, and they don't know which side to take, so... I think it might be an interesting film to watch. I mean, 12 films, that's something special.
That's a... Man, they've whipped George Lucas's ass. Like, well, you got the 6 Star Wars, we got 12 freaking dinosaur movies!
I mean, they have got to be churning these out at an amazing rate.
I picture people chained to drawing desks in Malaysia or something. You draw more dinosaur, you never see family again!
They start talking to the characters like
the same background over and over.
Ducky, I'm so sad.
Snoopy's a bastard.
Damn you, Snoopy.
Snoopy!
It's actually the same movie as Dinosaurs 10. They just redubbed it.
Dinosaurs 10. So the next DVD is...
Land Before Time. Whatever.
Land Before Time. Dinosaurs,
Secret of Lost Legend.
Okay, Bill, what other DVDs are coming out this week? I can't wait to see these and hear about them.
The next DVD I might actually have to get. It's Beside You in Time, Nine Inch Nails Live. It's a video that documents Nine Inch Nails tour from 2006 called Live with Teeth. And it's going to be available on DVD, HD DVD, and Blu-ray. So I'm really looking forward to this because Trent Reznor's concerts are always really interesting. I went to one of them like 10 years ago, and it was scary, to say the least.
Some of Trent Reznor's music here. Let's check it out. Man.
That's March of the Pigs, right?
I want to F you like an animal. Like a rocket.
It does not confuse.
Guy's a genius.
So if you have HD, DVD, or Blu-ray, it would probably look pretty good. It's in 1080p, so.
I don't have that.
Now, you guys are going to have to help me out on this next one. It looked familiar, but I have no idea about it. It's called Outer World from 1987.
I can't stand it. I hate it.
Outer World.
Do you know anything at all
about it? It's a sequel to Inner Space, I think, with Martin Short.
Hey, Inner Space
gave it away.
Rocked.
He's running around on Dennis Quaid's face. It's like a rocky terrain. He has a beard, so it's like a forest. It's awesome.
Yeah,
so you guys have no idea what it's called?
Who's in it?
One of my testicles has enlarged.
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out. Okay. Right now. Okay. It says Tracy Davis, Hans Bachman, directed by Philip J. Cook. Yeah. An alien spaceship is sought by various factions on Earth. A female cyborg and a rogue traitor team up to stop evil forces from taking over the ship.
Here's me, Jason.
Anything with a cyborg, it has to be good.
Yes. It's being released by Image Entertainment, so you know it's high quality.
You dirty, filthy cyborg.
I love cyborgs.
Especially dirty, filthy.
You dirty, filthy cyborg.
Next DVD is Stranger Than Fiction.
Ooh, another cyborg movie.
Yeah, right. With, Emma Thompson, Will Ferrell.
Latifah, baby!
Oh, shit, you're right. So if you're a fan of the large black lesbian actress, you might want to pick this one up.
Queen Latifah ain't no lesbian.
Oh, bullshit, she ain't.
I had her last night.
Okay. I'm glad you can admit to that.
Dipitosity!
Where the hell did that come from?
It was from their stupid Pizza Hut commercial where it was all the dips. You dip the little chicken wings or whatever, and she'd go, Dipitosity!
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Hey, I'm a historian of ass.
Yes, Dipitosity ass.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
So to finish up, Stranger Than Fiction, Will Ferrell thinks, or he hears someone talking about his life, and it happens to be a lady who's writing a book, and it's strange.
Error, examine.
Now, I want to see it. I think it looks good, and Steven, you
have it on
the Will Ferrell, right? You want to see it?
Yeah,
you
I love the Ferrell.
And it almost looks as good as that ice skating movie he's now in with Napoleon Dynamite.
Blades of Glory.
Yeah. When you see that, just like, I'm speechless.
Yeah, I saw that the other night and I went, why? I just
Are you
didn't understand
eat your tots?
It's like he's taking any role now.
You know what it kind of reminded me of? Dodgeball.
I caught you a delicious bass.
And does John Heder have any other voice than that?
No, he's got nothing.
Like, I tried to watch School for Scoundrels the other day. It's slapsticky, so you kind of laugh at people getting kicked in the balls and stuff like that. But
sounds great.
Yeah, it's not very good. And
balls.
John Heder is just horrible. He should just stick to doing.
Hey, you know what?
Films.
More power to the guy. He's turned it into a career. He's turned Napoleon Dynamite into an acting career where he basically has no acting talent, right? I thought he was a genius as Napoleon Dynamite, but...
But you realize that's him.
Yeah.
It is him.
That's a great thing.
He's a Mormon, isn't he?
Yes, Vanessa.
Vanessa, why would you bring a religion into this? I think it's highly inappropriate.
This is not cult news.
Oh, I got confused.
Vanessa. I'll tell you what, though. Mormons are wacky.
That's, that was my point.
Vanessa.
But Vanessa. Next DVD... Shut up!
Jesus.
Next DVD
is... Purple satin butt pants.
Go say that again, Bill.
Destiny.
Huh?
Anybody heard that? Huh? Exactly.
The Pick of Destiny.
Say it again.
Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny is our next DVD. A movie that people thought...
That's right, it sucks.
Yeah. Movie that people thought would make good money and made absolutely none.
On your knees.
You know why? Because the movie came 2 years too late. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. If the movie would have came out around the same time as like Mr. Show, like the end of Mr. Show.
Well, I remember everyone, when their album was out, everyone's like, Tenacious D this, Tenacious D that. They waited way too long to release the movie. And, you know, maybe that's they couldn't make it until then, but by the time it did, people are like, man, I haven't listened to that album in like 6 months or
I don't
two
even
years.
Know who Tenacious D is.
Yeah,
just because you're clueless.
Yeah.
I don't listen to that, so.
Well, neither do we, but at least we know who they are.
Oh, bite me.
On your knees.
All right, last DVD is Terry Gilliam's Thailand, a clusterfuck of a movie.
Wait, what is it called? Say it over again.
Gary
Busey?
Gary Gilliam.
Yes.
Gary Busey directed the movie.
Gilliam Terry's Land Thai. Terry Gilliam's Tideland. which is a really, really shitty movie.
Why? What's wrong with it?
It's unwatchable. It's just really horrible.
Isn't it about some little girl and it's kind of inappropriate or something?
All right, yeah. So it starts out with this little girl named Jaliza Rose who can't act at all. And she talks to dolls that don't have bodies. She puts their heads on her fingers. And she has a father that is kind of a washed-up rock star heroin addict and a mother who is a bedridden heroin addict.
That is one big pile of shit.
The mother overdoses. The father freaks out. They move out into the middle of nowhere in the country to some run-down house. And the girl goes out, has her own imagination, creates her own characters in her mind. And it is a horrible, horrible movie. And it ends, get this, it ends with a train wreck. So I was just like, wow, they summed up this entire movie at the end. It was an absolute train wreck. It's uncomfortable to watch. It's just, I don't know what Terry Gilliam was thinking.
Have you ever seen this movie called, let the train go by? Christ. No, Bill, have you ever heard of a movie called Paper House about this little girl who is in her drawing, essentially?
No.
It's a really good flick, so check it out.
Paper House. I'll write that down. I'm surprised I haven't seen it.
Drawing the line on the insanity.
All right, and that's DVDs for February 27th, 2007.
Well, thank you, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week, and I appreciate it. And you know what? I'm going to run out and grab Tideland. That's quite a review you gave it.
Yeah, it's horrible. 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 In fact, I would rather listen to 24 Hours of Crunk Up than watch that movie one more time.
Me too. Me
That's
too,
That's pretty bad.
I saw Richard Roper reviewed it, and he said not only is it a horrible movie, but it almost borderlines on just pure inappropriateness with the little
girl. It does. It absolutely does.
Yeah.
When I was watching it, like the first 20 minutes of it, you're just sitting there. You're so uncomfortable. Like, the little girl actually prepares the heroin for her parents to shoot
up.
Yeah,
see, that's a little too much. You know, it may happen in real life. I don't want to see it in a movie. And another thing is, Terry Gilliam, have you seen Lost in La Mancha? The guy's obviously lost his fucking mind. The guy is insane. Yeah. And the reason why he can't get films made is because I really think that he's completely friggin' nuts. There's a reason for it. I think Baron Munchausen is an interesting film. I don't think it's a great film, but it's obvious. I think the problems that Terry Gilliam has on his films are created by him, I think.
Absolutely.
He even says he can only work with chaos. He causes all the problems of his films. I think my favorite film isn't Brazil by him. It's The Fisher King. I love that movie.
Oh, yeah. Fisher King is awesome.
I love The Fisher King, and I think he's a talented guy, but he needs help. He needs mental help.
Yeah, and Tideland kind of just puts that out there and goes, help me. It's his cry for help, really. You guys have to see it just to understand how horrible this movie is.
Right.
Now, it's a renter.
Now, Bill, before we go...
I want you to say thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
No, I'm supposed to say it.
On your knees.
Whoa!
Oh, no.
We're not going there, sir.
Sorry, I'm not, you know, gay.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week, try the veal. And see you.
All right, everybody, that was episode 71 of Nowhere in Mulberry. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you'd like to leave us voicemail, call 1-206-202-3491. If you'd like to go to our website at nowhereinmulberry.com, you can find our forum and post in our forum. Join up. Talk to us. Come on. You could also leave us an email at nimpodcast@gmail.com. But here's another thing, and I don't say it often enough. If you want to listen to any of our old shows, if you go to nowhereinmulberry.com, you'll find a link called Mulberry Old School, and you'll be able to find all of our episodes, including episode number one, Steven.
Oh, wow. Train wreck.
Awesome. We have so many episodes. We've been doing this far too long. If you'd like to go back and listen to those.
Yeah.
Now, I think that Foggy should be fired after this episode. What do you guys think?
I've been saying
absolutely.
He's tarded.
He's tarded?
Yes.
You can't even say the re part? That's
He's
a lazy
He's not even worth
word.
The re.
Book your plane I've tickets never... home.
Vanessa, I think you need to reevaluate things.
Sure thing.
All right, guys. See you later. Bye, Bill. Bye, Stephen. Bye, Vanessa.
Casting.